Hello everyone, I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the full moon of April 9th, 2009. The moon is full in Libra, the sign of the scales. Libra is the seventh sign of the zodiac, and in astrological metaphor, it marks our entry into the social contract. This contract is most traditionally expressed as marriage, but actually Libra represents the balance required for all our partnerships to be successful. So when the moon is full in Libra, we sift and weigh our emotions, often juxtaposing them against those of significant others in our lives, in order to find harmony between the differences. Sometimes, due to Libra's penchant for contrariness, we find ourselves knee-deep in conflict in our pursuit of such harmony. Venus is the companion planet to Libra, and at this full moon it is still traveling retrograde and has arrived at what is known as the Aries point, the very first degree of the tropical zodiac. As Libra's companion passes back over this beginning point, we may find a way to take action that involves an emotional re-entry into territory we have avoided in our relationships, especially in areas having to do with anger or sex. There may also be a switch where initiative or initiation is concerned. If one of you is usually the one who starts something, then maybe there will be the emotional will to rebalance that by letting the other person take the lead. At this full moon, we rely on Libra's tendency toward deliberation and consensus to help us reset those conditions we were sensitive to at the new moon. The following poem, The Door, by Jane Hirschfield, gives a rendering of that reset point that allows us to pause along the continual rhythm of give and take in our lives. A note waterfalls steadily through us, just below hearing. Or this early light streaming through dusty glass, what enters, enters like that, unstoppable gift. And yet there is also the other, the breath space between any call and its answer. In the querying first scuff of footstep, the wood owls repeating, the two-counting heart. A little Sabbath, minnow whose brightness silvers past time. The rest note, unwritten, hinged between worlds, that precedes change and allows it. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to reset the balance point in relationship to others at this Libra full moon. Aries. You might be going back to the very beginning point of how you act in relation to others in order to harmonize a big relationship pattern. You could also be helped through a legal affair with wide-reaching effects. Taurus. Part of you wants to hold on, and the other part wants to let things go. You may be trying to balance these reactions in areas having to do with your health or the health of those closest to you. Gemini. Emotional emphasis for you is on lovers, children, or creativity, and how you express your feelings about them. You may also be engaged with a big technical, legal, or educational endeavor that affects loved ones. Cancer. You may feel some tension about the wisdom of what you know versus the way you want to act. There is also a feeling of trying to harmonize things at home. A breakthrough in a partner's fortunes might help. Leo. Your immediate environment is filled with conversation either about romance or art. The art and the romance may be enhanced by broadcasting, film, or computer technology as the medium. You are in your element. Virgo. You may be joining forces with a co-worker to make the ambiance more pleasing in your work environment by combining resources and values. Maybe you get to spend someone else's cash, too. Libra. You want to express your feelings to a partner, possibly about limits at work or your goals to teach groups or friends a new philosophy. In doing so, you are also revealing how all this affects you personally. Scorpio. You may be trying to influence a partner to go along with what you believe, perhaps by taking new actions in your work or health routine. This will only work if you are sincere. Dissembling will backfire. Sagittarius. Maybe you and your partner are seeking the right combination of alliance and detachment as you talk about how plans for the future could change. Trips, family history, and faith all figure in. Capricorn. You could feel like combining efforts with others to mount a creative project. Working together brings a feeling of all the pieces in the big picture falling into place. Values and resources feel expansive. Aquarius. You feel optimistic about expanding connections with groups or a partner that will lead to a more authentic future. Perhaps you start off on a new learning curve with technology, media, friends, or all three. Pisces. You may need to jumpstart compassion by consciously adjusting to a new harmony point with a mate or a family legacy. Fortunately, it's not something you have to work at. It seems to come out of the blue. The breath space between any call and its answer, Hirschfeld writes so beautifully of, is one way to describe the release point of this full Libra moon. It is in that space between us and the other person that we find the grace to harmonize ourselves with how to connect or respond, even with those we may be embattled with at times. This full moon connects us to others through big media projects and large ideas and far-reaching future plans as well. Awash in that significance, we may be reactive to others in prickly ways if we think they don't see it as they ought to. So it is important to remember that the brain chemistry for saturating us with such strong rushes of emotion lasts about 90 seconds. Then we have the opportunity to decide if we will stay there or move into another approach. That ability to deliberate is the gift of the Libra full moon. The goal of deliberation is to move us toward consensus, Libra's most desired state. If we are open to the surprises and upsets along the way toward a new balance in our relationships, then we are far more likely to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is by Eric Gilbert and Noah Beck. To support this and other programming on KRFP, visit RadioFreeMoscow.com. For information on the Stargarden Moonwatch, write Moonwatcher at turbonet.com.